Welcome to Premia Insights Podcast. During this episode, we discuss trigger leads with Premia team members Brian Kuhn, sales manager, and Michael Nasser, regional director of client services. I'm Sheila McKell. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy this episode of Premia Insights. Welcome, Brian and Michael. Thanks for joining me today to discuss trigger leads. I think we've all experienced the result of trigger leads from time to time. And if you're relocating employees, are currently in the home buying process, it's highly probable that they are being inundated with unwelcome phone calls and emails and so on, which is really why, you know, we're here talking about this today. For the listeners that may not be familiar, Brian, can you tell us what trigger leads are as they relate to the mortgage process?
Sure. A trigger lead is a lead that is sold to another mortgage company. So when anybody completes a mortgage application, the lender will pull a tri-merge credit report, meaning they pull all three bureaus, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. And that credit pull shows us an inquiry on the credit report. And as soon as that inquiry happens, the credit bureaus are selling this information to other mortgage companies. So another mortgage company is interested in soliciting their mortgage services to consumers. And a way they think they can get in front of these consumers is by buying these trigger leads.
So just to confirm what Brian said, all the credit bureaus are selling the information. Is that correct?
The information is being sold by all three credit bureaus, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. The leads contain the names, contact information, and data of the consumers who apply for a mortgage. The information is considered the legal property of the bureaus, even when the lender excludes all contact information when we pull credit. The bureaus already have that information based on the customer's prior credit history.
Right. So even if we don't include it, they still more than likely already have the information.
Nothing gets transmitted to the credit bureaus. We just pull a report based on name, address, and social security.
Right.
And the report comes to us from the bureaus.
And so this information is not being sold by the lenders themselves, correct?
This is not a lender sharing information. This is not a data breach of any lender's information. Regardless of what may be stated in the communication from these other lenders that are reaching out, it is common for lenders who acquire these leads to include the name of the consumer's current mortgage lender to kind of make themselves seem a little more credible.
Yeah, so an example of that would be if somebody received, let's just say Premia is their lender, and they received communication in the mail, for example, or an email with our name in it, doesn't necessarily mean it's from us. So we just want to remind the listeners that Premia never sells customer information. Michael, can you tell me, is this practice of trigger leads legal?
It is legal under the Fair Credit Reporting Act. The Federal Trade Commission's stance is that these types of leads are beneficial for consumers because it allows for more competition so that they get the best possible deal. Mm-hmm. They can, however, cause a transferee to feel like they're being spammed or bombarded with unsolicited telemarketing calls. Trigger leads also open the door for identity theft, fraud, and predatory lending. Many times lenders try to confuse consumers by making it look like they're affiliated with their current lender.
If you're the consumer and you don't want this information to be sold, is there a way to stop it?
I don't know if you can necessarily stop it, but you can definitely slow it down. So for transferees who are not interested in these offers, there are three main steps to take to reduce these unsolicited offers. So number one is register for the National Do Not Call Registry. You can also go online or call to opt out of pre-screened credit offers. And kind of the last one is to contact the bureaus directly. and ask them not to provide your information for trigger leads. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes that forwards you to the online opt-out as well.
Does that affect your credit, opting out of pre-screened offers?
It does not. It does not affect your credit score in any way. It does not affect your ability to apply for or obtain credit. It's just opting out of that information being sold to a financial services company.
Okay, perfect.
So we recommend that you take these steps before your credit's pulled, because the process can take some time, 30 to 60 days. We have a blog post on this topic that includes all the contact details. We also have some other helpful links in the descriptions.
Thanks, Brian. Michael, do you know if this topic has been in the news recently?
Bill was introduced in Congress back in April, H.R. 2656, the Trigger Leads Abatement Act of 2023. It is making its way through the system. We don't have any updates as to what kind of support the bill has from Congress, but we're watching it. And advocates of the bill point to the confusion that's caused, fraud and identity theft that occurs, and of course, in the world of relocation, the speciality needs of our customers as it relates to allowable closing costs or specific underwriting guidelines that we have in place to accommodate their relocation policies.
Great. Thank you, Michael. Brian, can you give us a quick recap of what we've discussed so far?
Sure. What a trigger lead really is, it is a lead to another mortgage company that is generated whenever a consumer's credit is pulled and the profile meets certain criteria that that other mortgage company is interested in purchasing. When these trigger leads occur, the credit bureaus identify and compile the relevant information about the consumer, including contact details and relevant credit information. This data is then sold to the lenders or other companies in the mortgage industry to decrease the number of emails, phone calls that the consumer receives. They can register for the National Do Not Call Registry. They can also opt out of pre-screened credit offers and contact the bureaus directly.
Just to build on what Brian said about mortgage companies that purchase these trigger leads for profiles that meet particular criteria, that criteria can be a particular credit score range, a geographic location, things like that. For purchase leads that are most associated with their business and where they operate and what kinds of loans they're trying to originate.
Right, because this isn't unique to mortgage, is it? If I'm applying for an automobile loan, the same type of thing could happen, correct?
Yes, for any kind of financial product that the credit bureaus have an inquiry about, be it a credit card, auto financing, a mortgage, equity loan, are all fair game.
Well, thank you both so much. And as we mentioned, please refer to our blog post on this topic. And we'll also have helpful information in the episode description on trigger leads. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.